To glow in the dark.
Glow in the dark. Glow in the dark.
This is the Science Fiction Podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer, and your reader, Mike Luoma. Our music is by Juan Carlos Quatordi. We're getting into Chapter 6, Vatican Abdicator, on this episode. Interstellar war has broken out. The Eldred attack Mars, but Dolomei now stands exposed for the ancient enemy he is, and he's fled Mars. He had been pretending to be human, but he's been exposed now. He had assumed leadership of the UIN, and he was acting as their leader on Mars, but when the Eldred came in search of their old foe, the last living member of the ancient enemy, and began blasting everything on sight, well, Dolomei escaped, leaving his followers to bear the brunt of the Eldred's wrath that bombed and pounded Mars. But with Dolomei gone, BC was able to convince the Eldred to pull back for now and stop attacking Mars. And he's invited Al-Salid, the former and now once again head of the UIN, the Universal Islamic Nation, to join him for a peace conference. BC's thinking maybe the aliens can help BC tie humankind together. It's worth a try. So we'll find out how BC's diplomacy is working out in Chapter 6 of Vatican Abdicator, coming up on Glow in the Dark Radio. A little bit of news as I record this. It is the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11 landing on the moon.
That's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
One giant leap. I was 3 at the time. I have vague memories of it, but those could be later landings I saw. I'm not sure. And, you know, you've seen that footage so many times over the years, again and again on the news. It's hard to tell what's a real memory and what isn't in that case, but I kind of remember it, I feel like. It gave so many such hope for the future, landing on the moon. You know, it's funny, I have this book right here, Arthur C. Clarke's July 20, 2019, Life in the 21st Century. It's dated today. Its title is Today's Date, but I have not yet cracked it open. I almost hate to see how much 2019 disappoints 1986, you know? That's when it was written. But I think I will. I'll open that up and post about it on social media in a bit here. Yeah, the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. It's time to go back, I think. Go back to the moon, you know? I know they're planning to. I'm hoping it could get us thinking and dreaming big again, you know? Could help. Be better than the Space Force, that's all I'm saying. I'm not a big fan of that. Well, hey, I've been writing articles. I wanted to tell you that. Not only do I write science fiction and comics, I also write nonfiction articles. And that's kind of what tied me up last weekend. I didn't get a podcast episode out because I was writing this article on paleoarchaeology, early archaeology, and the origin of man and humankind. And what's cool is that I've posted that article on Medium, and it's been picked up by The Startup, which is one of Medium's big publications, so they'll be cheering that article I wrote, which is pretty cool. Very, very psyched for that. It's called Relearning History, if you want to look for it, if you go to Medium.com and look up me, Mike Luoma. And I will put a link in the show notes to that article. What's great is when a publication like The Startup picks up your articles, it gets more eyes on them, and people reading your articles makes you money. That's how you earn money at Medium. So, pretty cool. There's also a new article I've just posted about the new Star Wars movie. Some educated guesses and speculation about what we might see in The Rise of Skywalker. So that should be coming out on Fanfare, another publication that I've been writing for. I submitted it to them. We'll see if they take it and publish it. Oh, and I should mention, finally in the news, my books are on sale, and some of them are free. Some of the ebooks are absolutely free. I'm talking Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her, The Time War of the Devrasium. I'm also giving away Hornet's Nest and Vatican Abdicator, the one you're listening to on this podcast, and Vatican Ambassador. All those ebooks for free. Just go to smashwords.com before the end of the month. The sale is Christmas in July or something like that. It's their midsummer sale or midwinter sale, depending on where you are. But smashwords.com is the place to go. Look for me, MikeLuoma, and you'll be able to get all my books and some of them for free. Most of them, actually, right now. And again, that link will be in the show notes. That's it for book news. We're going to get into Chapter 6 of Vatican Abdicator next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
The Flesh Pulp Podcast. 3 to 10 minutes of fiction brought to you thrice weekly. 200 miles below the surface of the Earth, at the terminus of a series of long-sealed caverns and interconnected shrines, under the shadow of the eternally bleeding eye, there is a crippled wreck of a man writing tales, stories of a dimension engulfed in madness. He is writing them of you. Think them all at fleshpulp.com or search for it on iTunes.
Now here's Chapter 6 of Vatican Abdicator on Glow in the Dark Radio. BC's ship bumps down with a soft thud. He waits on the bridge while Asalita is brought on board. The ship is only on the ground for about 30 seconds, and then it surges up and away off the surface. Asalita appears on the bridge. His eyes are sunken, red-rimmed and underlined with dark circles, as if he hasn't slept in days. Deep creases now line his face, his skull sharply outlined underneath his weathered brown skin. My God, he looks 20 years older.
I am beginning to remember things. I have not been myself. I must apologize.
Alcide bows. Please, BC says. You are under the mental influence of Dolomei. He is not what he seems.
Yes, I see that now. I am beginning to see much that was not clear to me. It is as if clouds are clearing, as if a darkness is lifting.
Dolomei is an alien, Alcide. A very old and very powerful alien. He might look like us, but he's not really like us. His people lived 1 million years ago. The human race are somehow offspring of theirs, of his race. But we are not like them, BC tries to explain.
How do you know all this? And how do you know so much of these aliens, the Eldred, if you are not allied with them?
Alcide presses. Tim, I wish you could remember, BC says, shaking his head. You used to know all this. You met with them yourself. The Eldred were in contact with the Project for a couple of years, but they weren't our allies. I've only heard of them in the recent past. I traveled to Eldre, like you did. I spoke to the eldest of the Eldred, just as you did. Frowning, Alcide shakes his head.
I have no memory of that.
The Eldred were trying to figure us out. They had already sent the plague to cut our numbers. They wanted to understand these wars we fight. They called each of us out there to explain our religions, our ideas about God, stuff like that.
I think I would remember that. And why would they call you out to speak of religion?
I was the Pope, BC explains. My God, how much of his memory did Dolomei wipe away?
Really?
Alcide arches an eyebrow.
Not anymore?
Not anymore. I thought it would get in the way of the war stuff, you know? But both you and I visited the Eldred, and then I was supposed to visit you on Mars, but when I did, you threw me in a cell.
That I remember,
Alcide admits. His forehead scrunches up.
I don't remember much before that. The plague, of course. Aldolome said it was the Kaliknaga, your Eldred. But these Eldred were curious about us humans, were they?
They were. We were different enough from the ancient enemy that they didn't know what to expect from us. We kept them curious and off guard, I guess, until Dolome arrived. Then it all changed. They seem to have decided that despite our curiosities, we now pose an inherent danger that they can no longer suffer to live.
Al-Salid shakes his head. I feel pieces missing in my memory. And so I believe you. Ibn al-Dolome has done something to me. I did not think such things were possible.
If these are the ways of the ancient enemy...
I do not believe we are like the ancient enemy, Campion. The mistakes of the past should not be repeated. But we must stand up to these aliens, Kaliknaga or Eldred, whatever they are called. Look at what they've done. They will destroy us for our own good, I'm sure. I know this line of thinking.
Sir, we've got company on the display.
BC sees 10 new green dots appear.
Must be the ships Wentworth sent.
Uh-oh, we've got more company coming in, sir, the pilot says.
The heads-up display begins to fill with small light blue dots. The Eldred are returning in force.
All right, begin transmitting and loop it when I tell you to, BC says.
Attention, Eldred craft. This is Bernard Campion. I am in command of the fleet you see in front of you. Mars is now under my protection. Dolome has left this planet and its orbit. Your war is with him, not us. Do not fire on these targets, or there will be no turning back. We will be at war. All you could learn from us, all we could share, will be lost.
BC watches the display continue to fill with light blue dots.
Loop it and keep sending it on all channels.
There are so many light blue dots, BC can't count them anymore. More continue to appear.
Are you repeating that message? BC asks the pilot.
Yes, sir, no response yet.
What's happening with their ships?
They're hanging just beyond our weapons range.
Interesting.
Any response?
No, sir, not yet.
BC turns from the graphic heads-up display and looks at another view screen that shows a distant close-up on the Eldred ships. Countless sleek silvery slivers shimmering on a field of stars. Even as he looks back over at the heads-up, more light blue dots blip in.
Bernard Campion?
A quiet, measured Eldred voice says over the comm.
Here,
he replies.
Reminds me of an old school teacher.
We know Dolome has gone. We have dispatched our forces to try and track down his ship. But this place... and these people have been tainted, contaminated by the ancient enemy. Our inclination is to finish destroying all the holdings left on this planet. But we are not unreasonable, and we know you, Bernard Campion. If you will speak for Mars, we will listen.
Look, I can't speak for Mars, but their leader is right. Several Eldred ships open fire, blasting energy beams down towards the Martian surface. Christ, cut that out right now! No firing on the planet, or this is total war!
If you cannot speak for the planet, you cannot do as we ask. Do we misunderstand you?
Yes! No! I mean, look! The leader of Mars is Al-Salid. He's right here, and I'm sure he'll be willing to...
He has the taint of Dolome,
the Eldred says in a matter-of-fact tone.
He also abdicated in favor of Dolome. Therefore, he is not their leader. And so I ask again, are you, Bernard Campion, their leader?
BC looks around. Al-Salid is dejected, looking at the floor, his right hand massaging his forehead as he struggles to retrieve his stolen memories. Everyone else in the room is looking right back at BC.
Al-Salid looks up at BC.
I'll sign something that says you're in charge, Campion, if that helps, Al-Salid says. They at least seem to listen to you.
Anita clears her throat, and then pulls out a document sheet from a nearby printer tray. She hands it to BC.
Here, I just wrote this up. It basically cedes Mars to the emergency powers of one Bernard Campion, signed Al-Salid.
That was fast, BC says, impressed.
I kind of saw this coming,
Anita says.
Hey, Captain, can we send a visual and audio signal to the Eldred?
Absolutely, it's done. The camera's here, the captain says, pointing to a panel in front of him. Thank you, BC says. Okay, I'm Bernard Campion. This is Al Salid here, he says, gesturing over at Al Salid. And we are signing this document. He holds it up to the camera. This puts me, BC, in charge of Mars, okay? BC nods to Al Salid. Let's do this. BC puts the paper down on the slim desktop built into the captain's seat. Before he can ask, Anita hands him a pen. Thanks. BC signs and then hands the pen to Al Salid. Al Salid sighs, but then leans in and signs the document. Okay, I'm in charge here now. BC again holds the paper up to the camera's eye.
Yes, the Eldred says in a neutral tone void of emotion. As long as it matters to you, these sort of papers do seem to be important to you humans.
They are,
Al Salid pipes up, trying to be helpful. Okay, BC says, looking right into the camera. Now it's official. I do speak for Mars. I am not tainted by Dolome. This planet is no longer a threat to you. Dolome is the threat. I suggest you pursue him.
We are pursuing him, I assure you. We will leave this world alone for now,
the Eldred finishes. Their ships begin disappearing from the viewscreen, waves of blue dots blipping off the heads-up display. The tension on the bridge melts, and the gathered group lets out a collective sigh of relief. The brief breath and break in the tension is broken as an alarm suddenly rings out. Wentworth's voice begins bursting out of the bridge's comm system.
This is Wentworth to Campion. Do you read? We've been attacked!
What the fuck? BC can't help his outburst.
It's the next station over. Robillardier. It was just hit by a UIN ship.
Dolome. Who else but? Gotta be the last surviving ancient enemy. Probably attacking with the same ship he just used to escape from Mars.
It was a raid, Wentworth says. They hit the station, grabbed supplies and people, destroyed the other ships docked there, and then took off. Hit and run. Totally different tactics than what we've seen from any UIN ship before. And the ship was fast, too. None of our ships could keep up with it.
I'll bet Dolome is tuning that ship up as they fly, BC speculates.
That's what I'd do, Chris says. Speaking of ships.
Weren't we going to go after that Eldred ship that crashed?
Del asks, finishing the thought.
That's cute, the way you finish each other's sentences, Anita quips.
Can't wait to get your hands on it, can you, Del? BC laughs. He turns to the comm. Wentworth, we'll send what ships we can to Earth orbit. I'm using this ship for a salvage mission. We're going to try to recover an Eldred ship that went down on Mars during the battle. Do you have any idea where Dolome went after the attack?
None. What's happening with the Eldred?
I don't know, BC says, shaking his head. They've left Mars alone for now. I was able to get them to back off.
How did you accomplish that?
Wentworth says, with clear disbelief in his voice.
I told them I was now in charge of Mars. Al Salid signed a paper backing me up. It convinced them to leave.
Very well. Do you think we should convene the UTZ Council? Wentworth asks him.
Will it do any good? BC asked.
That I don't know, Wentworth admits. But we should take stock of what's left, what resources we still have, and look at how we might be able to modify our production lines to speed things up.
All right, then, call a meeting, and spread the word to watch out for Dolome. He could be anywhere. You can be sure he'll strike again, if only to keep his ship fueled and his crew fed, BC says.
Some crew. Shipload of zombies, more like. I wonder if Fiza is one of them.
Wentworth out.
BC looks around the bridge. Al Salid catches his eye. Al Salid looks him directly in the eyes.
So, you are the leader of Mars now, the tired old Arab says to BC, his gaze fixed on BC.
Only emergency powers, Al Salid.
I need you to really run things, to take care of the survivors here, and rebuild this place.
Rebuild? I thought we should evacuate.
Never surrender, Al Salid.
Evacuate? Admit defeat? Retreat? Not really my style, BC tells him. Since when? Anita cracks.
BC shoots her a look.
You'll have whatever resources I can get you. Anything the UTZ can provide. I'll make sure of it when the council meets.
Well then, okay,
he sighs. Exhaustion weighs heavy in his voice.
I will agree to this, he says, looking down at the deck.
He looks back up at BC.
I should be going.
Could you put me back down on the surface? There is much work to do,
Alcelede says. We can, BC tells him. The pilot brings the ship down. They land near what's left of the spaceport and seal their ship up to an emergency airlock in the side of one of the remaining domes. Alcelede nods to BC. He turns and leaves the bridge. After a minute, the pilot informs BC. He's clear. All right, let's go see if there's anything left of that Eldred ship.
BC can't hide his excitement.
Yes, sir, taking off now. Their Stinger ship rises from the surface, kicking up clouds of sand and dust as they blast off. They accelerate sharply, but a moment later they slow down.
How long till we're at the crash site? BC asks the pilot.
We're here. It impacted right here, but damn.
Damn?
There's nothing left.
The pilot puts a close-up of the nearby surface of Mars on the view screen. A crater marks where the Eldred ship came down, but the only sign left of their vessel is a spray of fine silver shards lining one side of the crater.
Looks like we go back empty-handed this time, Krish observes. It would have been nice to take a look at their technology,
Del muses in disappointment.
We need to find a way to disable and capture an Eldred ship before its crew has a chance to self-destruct the thing, BC declares.
Well, Krish, Del, there's your new project. Come up with a way to capture an Eldred ship.
What? Now it's our job,
Krish Mach complains.
I always enjoy a challenge,
Del says with a hint of a smile crossing his face.
Shit, BC says.
What is it, BC? Anita asks, with concern in her voice.
Now I've got to go to the UTZ meeting, BC says, frowning.
There are worse things, Krish points out.
You can put it off a little longer,
Del observes,
as you need to give us a ride back to the asteroid base.
An excellent point, Del. Best news I've heard today. BC smiles. Pilot, let's go back to base.
On our way, sir, the captain answers.
The ship pulls up and away from the red planet.
That was Chapter 6 of Vatican Abdicator on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Well, the meeting with Alcelede went pretty well, and BC stopped the Eldred from killing him. Unfortunately, BC and the Project were not able to get their hands on an alien ship for reverse engineering, at least not yet. So BC has tasked Krish and Del with doing that. Get an alien ship and reverse engineer it, or at least help them capture one. So they are off now to the asteroid base to drop off Krish and Del, and then BC has to head to the UTZ Council. He's not looking forward to that. His next stop will be Wentworth Station for a UTZ War Council. We'll catch up with him doing that next time around. Chapter 7 of Vatican Abdicator, on our next episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. Again in the news, 50th anniversary of Apollo 11 landing on the moon today. Pretty cool. Very inspiring to those of us who write, you know, the science fiction. Still kind of wish we had jetpacks by now, but, you know, here you go. Been writing articles. You can find my stuff at medium.com. Brand new article speculating on Star Wars and what's going to be in The Rise of Skywalker, and one just picked up by the startup on relearning history, on the origins of man, paleoarchaeology and archaeology. My books are on sale, and some of them are absolutely free. Most of them are free right now at smashwords.com. You can get free ebooks in whatever format you read, whatever format you need for your reader. And that is it for this week. Our music is by Juan Carlos Quatordia. And I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio.